Morning routines matter. With the changes that had to be made, both for adults and children, our morning routine has been challenged. It is therefore important to remember that how we start our day will determine the quality of your entire day. Researchers who conducted a study of negative news have found that people watching just 3 minutes of negative news in the morning were 27% more likely to report their day as unhappy and less effective at work 6 to 8 hours later. Imagine if this time were increased. I came across some best practices written by Todd Mosetter, Building Champions, that may help you with your morning routine. It starts the night before. A good morning routine starts the night prior. Before going to bed, review your schedule for the next morning. This will enable you to hit the ground running, better able to adjust your schedule if needed, without feeling rushed. Be careful how you are ending your day, avoiding high-stress inputs where possible, such as the news, social media, TV. And be sure to go to bed early enough to get the right amount of sleep for you, usually 7 hours. Skip the phone. While many use the phone as an alarm, skip the urge to have it be the first thing you interact with each morning. As soon as you check your email, news, social media, and such, you are giving control of your day over to someone or something else. Starting your day off by reacting to what's happening around you is not a recipe for long-term success. Intentional inputs. Simply blocking the negative isn't enough. You need to be intentional about what you are consuming first thing in the morning. Try rather to find things that will positively fuel your thoughts, mood, and soul. For some, it can be a scripture or a devotional. For others, meditation or inspirational reading or podcasts. The idea is to find something that will build you up rather than break you down when starting your day. Get moving. Try to get outside if that is an option. For many people working at home, it is too easy to slide right into your work home office without ever going outside. Take the time to breathe fresh air and sunlight. Hydrate. How long do you go without the day or throughout the day without a drink? Researchers estimated that as many as 75% of Americans suffer from dehydration, which can cause headaches, fatigue, mood swings, and difficulty concentrating. Create routines. Rather than inventing everything every morning, create a routine that works for you. This will give you the momentum for your day. Take the time to evaluate how things are going, and don't be afraid to let things go that are not working well. Just keep it simple, and remember, consistent is better than perfect. There will be times when you have an unexpected meeting or extra late night or running behind and have to make adjustments to cut things out of your routine. That's okay. Perfection is not the goal. Consistency is key. So here is to taking control of your day and setting yourself up for success. And the best is yet to come.